Perched at the tip of Canada Place's northernmost sail, Vancouver's Flyover Canada attraction will take a two-week break this month in order to undergo some upgrades. In the process, the immersive ride-like destination will also get a slight name tweak, simplifying its moniker to just Flyover. The closure begins Monday, January 8, and will last through Sunday, January 21, according to Flyover's operators, Pursuit. During this time, the experience will undergo upgrades to its projection system from one projector to a multi-projection system which will increase clarity, brightness and visual effects that will grab guests' senses and immerse them in landscapes and cultures from a perspective they've never seen, outlines Pursuit in a media release about the project. The new system will be integrated with the recently upgraded cutting-edge sound system that ensures guests are enveloped in a rich and dynamic, awe-inspiring auditory experience. Flyover debuted in Vancouver as Flyover Canada in June 2013. The attraction was created by local entrepreneurs whose Soaring Attractions company ran the experience for its initial years. In 2017, Viad acquired Flyover Canada and assumed operations under its newly created Pursuit Collection banner. Guests enjoy an immersive experience that begins in the waiting area before they are seated for the screened flight that uses the venue's massive screen, motion, and even scents and mists of water for a short, but thrilling, aerial tour of a stunning landscape. The enduring classic is the Journey Over Canada, which is modified for seasonal jaunts at Halloween and Christmas. However, Flyover has also offered breathtaking flight experiences depicting places like Iceland and China. The new Flyover identity is designed to complement the unique and awe-inspiring adventure that Flyover has consistently delivered while sparking a sense of discovery in everyone, adds Pursuit. Tickets are already on sale for Flyover's return, starting January 22. The attraction will offer immersive simulated flights over Taiwan, Canada, and the Canadian Rockies.